Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa School of Social Work, offering the opportunity to earn a master's degree from anywhere in Iowa, including an all-online MSW program. Information at socialwork.uiowa.edu.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. A decision this week had Hawkeye and Big Ten football fans shouting for joy. The Big Ten is going to give fall football a shot after all. This comes less than 5 weeks after pushing fall sports to spring, this for the sake of player safety during the pandemic. The Big Ten Conference said it plans to open its football season in just over a month, the weekend of October 23rd and 24th. Mark Emmert joins me now. He's Iowa Hawkeyes beat reporter for the Des Moines Register and the Iowa City Press Citizen. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here.
So quickly, how will this season be different before we get into this decision? How will it look different, be different than others?
Well, certainly it'll be shorter. They're only going to try to play an 8-game regular season schedule with a chance for one playoff game at the end of it, December 19th. So that's 4 home games and 4 road games for each Big Ten team. There'll be daily testing for COVID-19, so if the numbers spike on a team, that team obviously will be out of commission for that week's game. So you can expect some games won't happen because we've seen that across the nation. There have already been 13 games canceled in college football, or postponed at least. So there's no wiggle room here. They've only got 8 Saturdays to play 8 games, so if a game gets canceled, it's not going to be remade. So that's different. It's Big Ten games only. There's no non-conference games. It's going well into December now. The season is usually over by Thanksgiving, as you know, so now they're going to go at least 3 weeks later than that. So,
and
there'll be a little bit of weather issues, I would think, too, at the end of that.
Yeah, but no fans in the stands, impossible weather.
Another big one, yep.
Yeah, okay.
They family members only, so that's a huge difference, certainly.
Okay, why did the conference reverse their decision? Is this all about money, Mark?
Well, that's the cynical view of it, certainly. I mean, the conference was very, very clear in its earliest press release announcing that they made this decision that it was all about medical advances. And so you can believe that or not, but that's certainly what seemed to sway the presidents, because if you recall, the original vote was 11-3 against having a season this fall. So 11 presidents supposedly changed their mind, university presidents, and because they claim it's a unanimous decision. Now, I have a hard time believing the Rutgers president is on board, because he seems really skeptical still. But they're going to do – it's the most aggressive testing that we know of that's out there in terms of any sports league. They're going to test everybody daily. That's players, coaches, trainers, anybody that's on the field during practices or games will be tested every day before they're allowed to go out there, and then get those results back in 15 minutes. Anybody that tests positive, they'll give them a second test to confirm that positive, and if that tests positive – they're going to be out for 3 weeks. So that's you're talking about players who can miss 3 games, potentially,
wow,
if they test positive for COVID-19. And then the other thing I don't think any other leagues are doing is they're going to give them a regimen of cardiac tests. If you test positive for 2 weeks, they're going to have these tests to make sure that there's no residual effects on their heart. So that was a concern, as you know, originally, that we don't know what COVID-19 does long-term,
mm-hmm,
to athletes' hearts. So that's that all sounds promising, but you're right. There is sort of an underlying sentiment that it's about money, because these teams are losing a lot of money. We've seen Iowa cut sports as a result of this already. And also to get their team possibly into that college football playoff, which is going to be decided December 20th. So their season here is going to end December 19th. So that's not a coincidence, that date. They are really trying hard to get the Big Ten back into the running for national championship contention. Mainly Ohio State pushing that, because that's obviously the best team in the Big Ten right now, mm-hmm, and they're hoping to get those guys in that conversation. So there is some reason to raise your eyebrows about why this all happened now, why,
yeah,
the timing, why they give themselves no wiggle room for possible COVID-19 outbreaks. It's really, really going to be a curious season.
Yeah, right. Mark, and remind us very quickly, maybe some stats, in economic terms, what is the impact of, you said there are going to be 4 home games for the Hawkeyes in this case in Johnson County. Remind us of that economic impact, and then maybe it's clearer to those who might not be convinced that money had a part in this decision, perhaps the part in this decision.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa typically brings in $80 million plus in football revenue, just football alone, to its athletic department. And obviously $20 million or so of that comes from ticket sales. So they're not going to get any of that money no matter what this fall. But those TV games is where a lot of that comes from. So they're talking about $55 million in TV rights for a full season. So this half season or two-thirds of a season, maybe they can get back you know, 35 to 40 million of that potentially if they play all these games and get them all on television, because Fox and ESPN have both said that they're willing to televise these games, interested in televising these games. So that would help. I mean, Gary Bart has said he's going to look at a $100 million deficit this year potentially in his budget. That's why he's cutting staff, yeah, cutting salaries, cutting entire sports programs, talking about taking out a $75 million line of credit to try to make up for this one-year deficit, and he's not alone there. So
Barta, the UI athletic director, Gary Barta, for those who don't know that. And then we have to think about all the connected economic impacts of, you know, merchants, bar owners, restaurants. Huge, right, for these home games.
Yeah, it is. It is. But all the bars apparently can still be open, and maybe they'll even be more crowded as a result of fans not even being able to get into the games. But wow, yeah, certainly the hotels and people that rely on the visitors coming to town, they're not going to get that money back.
Right. Don't you picture here, Mark, knowing what you do, reporting on this as a beat reporter, this looks like a big train rolling down the tracks and so many chances to derail in the future.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that, you know, across the country now with outbreaks on various teams. And I know we should expect to play all nine games. I just can't imagine they're going to get every single one of these games in. I think they're aware of that, but they're going to try to get as many as they can. And it's possible that an individual team or two that takes care of their student population very well could get all their games in. But, I mean, it's just going to be, you know, carnage out there at times. Just to watch the schedule kind of unravel, because there's just no way it's possible, I think, to get every game in.
Yeah. You said this was a unanimous decision by the Big Ten coaches. Is everyone happy about this reversal? What camps aren't, for instance?
Yeah, actually, they claim it was for the university presidents. Now, the coaches didn't get a vote at all.
The presidents,
but obviously, the coaches are all excited. There's no question about that. They've all been wanting to play. A lot of the parents have been clamoring to get this season going, certainly the players. But we've seen players that have opted out over health concerns, over you know, wanting to protect their NFL draft status. They just want to concentrate on the next step for them instead of trying to worry about this season being played. I mentioned the Rutgers president has been very skeptical. You know, they've had some outbreaks in New Jersey, and that team is not going to be competitive at all anyway, so I don't think he's too excited about it. Michigan State is another school that we're not sure. They're having a quarantine up there right now for the entire student body, I believe, and they got a first-year coach. I don't think they're all that excited about this season either, so I think you'll see what will happen as teams that are not expecting to do well, at some point they may just shut down the whole season. Like, what's the incentive for them to play football games if they're worried about their student athlete safety?
And they're having a losing season, perhaps. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that could certainly happen as well, but that could happen to any league. I mean, really, what's happened nationally is we've only seen basically one weekend of college football in terms of the power conferences. You know, the Big 12 got some games in last weekend, but for the most part, we're not even sure if it's going to work anywhere in the country. But the Big Ten, I will say this, they do have the best plan in place for safety, so we'll see if that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Back at the end of August, the athletic director at the University of Iowa, Gary Barta, said he was cutting major sports at the university, men's gymnastics, men's tennis, men's and women's swimming and diving, this to offset financial losses brought on by the absence of the football season. Now, just hours after this Big Ten Conference announcement this week that there would be some form of a football season, intending to do that anyway, a group of Iowa alumni called on Barta to immediately reverse his decision to eliminate these four sports programs. What is your sense? Is a reverse possible there, too, based on this week's decision?
I really don't think so. It doesn't seem like Gary Barta or Bruce Harreld or the Board of Regents has any stomach to revisit that decision, which was made, Barta said, because of the loss of a football season. And they've been pushing him for weeks to get more information. They were really stunned when this announcement came, actually. It came 10 days after the Big Ten canceled the football season, and Iowa was the first school to cancel sports or eliminate sports programs. And the swimming parents and our alumni in particular have been very, very outspoken about this. But they tried to get the Board of Regents to listen. The Board of Regents have said, no, we support Bruce Harreld's decision. Bruce Harreld supports Gary Barta's decision. They claim it's for monetary reasons. They're not going to get all their money back this year as it is, as we just explained. So to me, I think they think it's a dead issue. So it's really a question of how hard the parents can push and how much public support they can get. I'm not sure what their next step is if no one will listen to them. I don't think they'll take it to court necessarily, but they're still trying. I just really don't think they're going to make any headway there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, quickly before we say goodbye to you, Mark, when all is said and done, How does this make the Big Ten look, this reversal less than 5 weeks after making that decision? Lasting damage to Big Ten credibility? Is there such a thing in this context?
I think so, especially if it doesn't work out for them. I mean, they already looked really, really poorly managed when they announced their decision in August and really didn't explain why they stopped in the first place. 6 days, remember that it was 6 days after they announced they were going to have a season starting September 5th. They pulled the plug on it on August 11th. And really, for weeks, there was no communication about why they did that, whether they're going to reconsider it. At the time, they said it was irreversible. And obviously, they don't know what the word irreversible means because they've changed course already. So they look really like they don't know what they're doing. And so we'll see. If they pull this off, they will look very good, still in retrospect. If they get a team in the college football playoff, if they play nine games, if there are no significant COVID outbreaks as a result of this, if anything goes wrong, there's going to be a lot of questions about why you changed your mind, honestly. I mean, why they kept changing their minds. It's the third time they've changed their mind on this issue. So they do not look well-run at all.
Okay, Mark Emmert, we'll watch this, and we're glad you're watching it and analyzing it for us as well as reporting on it. Iowa Hawkeyes beat reporter for the Des Moines Register and the Iowa City Press Citizen. Mark, thank you. Until next time.
Thank you, Ben.